Sportsnet 650.
Do you have Eric Goodbranson on the line with Joey Kenward here on Sportsnet 650? Take it away, boys.
All right, thanks very much, fellas. And Eric, after quite a... was that probably your longest media scrum ever as an NHLer, having come off a day where you sign a extension here with the Vancouver Canucks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. There's a lot of people, a lot of lights. I'm very happy today. It's a good day in my hockey career, and I'm very fortunate.
How important was it for you to be able to get this done at this particular point, knowing how much noise was circulating around yourself and the club?
Yeah, I think it was, obviously you can take a breath of fresh air now and kind of relax. There was certainly this last month, I tried to compartmentalize it as much as possible, but it was wearing on me a little bit. It was wearing on my family, now that's over with, I'm really happy.
There was the opportunity for you to explore unrestricted free agency for the first time in your career. How much was that weighing on you, or was it at all as you were getting that much closer to re-upping with the Canucks?
Yeah, I mean, it was a part of it for sure. I think in a situation like this, you got to make the most informed decision that you possibly can. I felt extremely comfortable being here. I said it from the start, this was, my number one option. I didn't really want to go to free agency. And as I said, I'm fortunate to get it done. I like the deal. I love the idea of being here with this team growing and going forward. So, I'm pretty lucky.
I think the guys upstairs have a few questions for you. Sat, Dave?
Hey, Eric, number one, congratulations on your new contract with the Canucks. I know you've been hoping to get this done, so that's good on you and the organization for getting it done. Now, was there a moment for you in Vancouver where you said to yourself, I want to stay here beyond this season? Did you sort of, not to say you were undecided, but was there a moment where you said to yourself, I really want to stay here?
I think there was a number. I like how the team's moving forward. I think a big portion of it, I talked to Travis Green about it, had a good lengthy conversation about his views and the direction of the team going forward. I have a lot of faith in him. I believe what he said, and I like the way we're playing. So that was a pretty good conversation that might have led to it.
Can you share with us sort of, maybe not in all the detail, but sort of what role he expects you to sort of take on here for the next couple of years as a Canuck?
I think number one is just being a physical presence and getting pucks out. I don't think he cares how I do it. I think against those lines, sometimes you just need to, minimize their opportunities and get in their heads and get pucks out and get in the foot races. We got some fast forwards that are going to be coming in and that are already here that can, provide that speed through the neutral zone. And just being physical and tough to play against is really what it comes down to.
Eric, congrats. Dave here. I just want to ask you a couple of questions as well about this. You talk about the physical play being a big part of what your role is. At the same time, we know injuries have been a factor. How do you go out there and ride that line about making sure that you bring that physical ability to what your assets are while maintaining, trying to stay in the lineup? Because, you play a hard game and sometimes injuries are going to happen. How do you fight through that?
I'm not getting any younger. I'm still pretty young now, but obviously running into walls for a living can take a toll on your body. It really comes down to preparation. I think over the years I've been growing. It's part of the guidance that I was shown by guys in my position when I was younger. It's just taking care of your body. I think especially this year. I've paid a lot of attention to my nutrition, spending time in the gym, doing a lot of stretching, keeping my body as loose as I possibly can, and doing a lot of rehab and trying to prevent those injuries from happening. So, unfortunately, the ones that have happened to me have been less, at least they're not like groin injuries or hip flexor injuries. They're unfortunately things that happen and this game's kind of a fluky sport. Sometimes you get hurt. It's not the safest workplace on the planet, but it's a heck of a fun thing to do.
No, 100% of people in hockey generally get hurt at some point, don't they? So there's that as well. When you look at your status going forward, 3 more years, $4 million a year, but when you look at it and you look at yourself progressing, what's the progression for you? We know what you can do currently, but the progression for you to become more than what you are, what does that entail for you?
Well, it's a lot of work. It's, I don't think by any means that, this is the best I'm going to play. I think, I'm still young. I still got a lot to learn. And it just comes down to work ethic and wanting to get better, which I do. I want to get better. I want to get way better than what I am. And confidence is a big portion of that I'm sort of riding a little wave right now. But you got to grow off that. You got to be ready to come to the rink every single day and get better. So that's my plan going forward. And by no means do I think this is a ceiling.
We are talking to Eric Gudbranson, the newly signed Vancouver Canuck, to a 3-year contract extension to remain here on the Canucks blue line for the foreseeable future here on Sportsnet 650. And Eric, you talked a bit about confidence, and you sort of mentioned when you first came in, it sort of took some time to really find your confidence. Do you sort of feel like now you sort of truly understand the way you have to play here and not try to do too much? Because I would imagine when you first came to Vancouver last year, you felt the pressure to try to show you belong. Do you sort of feel like you're yourself more right now in terms of being on the ice?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I simplicity is the key to my game. It really is. And I think I've played better because I've simplified what I'm doing. I think just in general, especially over the past week, this team has picked up its play. We played a lot more direct, a lot more north-south. And the whole group has been physical, which makes a huge difference. So, as I said, I feel comfortable how my game is, and I got to continue to get better.
And before we send it back to Joey here, one final question from us up here. We talk a lot about toughness on this team. You just mentioned the team is playing more together. But do you feel like if this team can add one more forward up front and maybe some more help on the back end to be tougher, that this team can take another step? Do you really believe that if this team gets a bit tougher, you can get more out of your skill players?
That's a question for other guys. I still believe that there's a big place in hockey for guys that can play that mental game with teams. That you can line up across the other team and those guys are kind of shaking, wondering how they're going to get through us. I do believe there's a lot in that in hockey for that, and I don't know about personnel. That's not for me to answer, but I certainly think that this team can get a lot better. I have a lot of faith in it.
Finally, you mentioned getting better and being more consistent. Is that a key word inside your locker room for the remaining games this year? You've had some good efforts, whether it's been in a win or a loss the last couple of weeks. How important is it just being a good, solid 60-minute team, no matter what the end result on the scoreboard is?
No, it's huge. It's huge. It's part of the growing process of this team is finding our identity and bringing it every single night. As I said before, I think consistency, especially at a young age and in the infancy of a group, it's difficult to find. When I was younger and in Florida, we struggled with it as well. It's something that it's just like getting a better wrist shot. You got to work on it, and you got to come to the rink in the same mind frame every single night, whether you've been good or you've been bad, over the stretches before. So it's a huge portion of the mental game, and managing those ebbs and flows throughout a season are extremely huge. So we need to continue to get better at that.
Again, Eric, thanks for joining us here. Congratulations on getting a new contract extension. For joining us here on Sportsnet 650 as well. Best of luck tonight against Colorado.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.